and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the nation's bank failures. Former top executives at Silicon Valley and Signature Banks are about to face pointed questions from senators trying to get to the bottom of this year's crisis. CBS's Stacey Lynn is in Washington.
Former CEO of SVB Gregory Becker and the former CEO and co-founder of Signature Bank Scott Shea will be on the hot seat as they attempt to explain what went wrong.
A couple of miles away, President Biden hosts congressional leaders at the White House for another round of talks aimed at keeping the government from running out of money next month. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy isn't hopeful.
No, I don't think we're in a good place. I know we're not. This ignoring the problem, thinking it's going to go away, he could bumble his way just into a default like he did on the border.
Police in New Mexico are investigating a motive after an 18-year-old gunman killed three people in a residential neighborhood in the small city of Farmington before he was shot and killed by police. It is the 225th mass shooting in the U.S. this year. Former President Obama sat down with CBS Morning's Nate Burleson.
We are unique among advanced, developed nations in tolerating, on a routine basis, gun violence.
There's a new legislative showdown over abortion in the South.
North Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature today will try to override Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto of legislation banning nearly all abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. Cooper said at a public rally in opposition of the proposal.
This bill will create dangerous interference with the doctor-patient relationship, leading to harm for pregnant women and their family.
Republicans recently obtained veto proof majorities in both chambers of the legislature. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
New numbers show executions around the world have reached a five-year high. Correspondent Vicky Barker's at the foreign desk.
Of the 576 people Iran put to death, 279 had been convicted of murder, 255 of drug-related offenses, 21 of rape, and 18 of the national security charge, enmity against God.
They've rolled out the red carpet at Cannes.
C'est une femme et mon entourage.
Johnny Depp is making an appearance at the film festival for the first time since his legal battles with ex-wife Amber Heard. The actor plays Louis XV in the French-language movie Jean de Barry. 80-year-old Harrison Ford is at Cannes promoting his fifth Indiana Jones film.
I'm retiring.
Well, in that case,
this is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team in Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Real Chili's been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Let Mike Ravello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business.
Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Somewhere. Hey, welcome back, everybody. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock now on this Tuesday morning, you are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Earl today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks to everyone who's called so far. If you want to get in on the conversation, feel free. Phone number here is 844-967-2789. And just before the break, we were discussing this lawsuit brought against Rudy Giuliani yesterday for hiring a woman and forcing her to have sex with him, according to the lawsuit, and then stiffing her out of about $2 million that he was supposed to pay her. I'm only going to continue with this topic for a few more minutes, finish this up, and then I have a couple of lighter topics to discuss to round out the show today as we begin our third hour. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of this information here from a story from The Hill. This is about the Rudy Giuliani $10 million lawsuit and exactly what it was that Giuliani is accused of doing to this woman, forcing her to have sex with him. This is a quote from the lawsuit. It says Giuliani began requiring Ms. Dunphy to work at his home and out of hotel rooms so that she would be at his beck and call. He drank morning, noon, and night and was frequently intoxicated, and therefore his behavior was always unpredictable, Dunphy argues in the 70-page suit. The suit includes graphic anecdotes about Giuliani's alleged behavior toward his employee. The suit, which also names three of Giuliani's companies, further alleged that Giuliani, quote, took Viagra constantly, end quote, and that Dunphy, quote, worked under the constant threat that Giuliani might demand sex from her at any moment. In addition to his sexual demands, Giuliani went on alcohol-drenched rants that included sexist, racist, and anti-Semitic remarks, which made the work environment unbearable, end quote. Giuliani, a former New York City mayor, allegedly also offered Dunphy pro bono legal representation related to a dispute with an abusive ex-partner, but told Dunphy that her employment would be kept secret and her pay deferred until his then-ongoing divorce had finished, according to the suit. Quote, unfortunately, this is from the suit. It says, unfortunately, Giuliani's seemingly generous offers were a sham motivated by his secret desire to pursue a sexual relationship with Ms. Dunphy. The wide-ranging filing also includes allegations that the former Trump attorney was selling pardons for $2 million, which he and President Trump would split, and that he gave Dunphy access to his email account containing privileged, confidential, and highly sensitive information. Now, are you surprised to hear that Rudy Giuliani was telling people that he was selling pardons? Yeah, if you were a criminal, you did something wrong, you could be pardoned by President Trump for a mere $2 million, which was then split between the president and Mr. Giuliani, allegedly, according to this lawsuit that was filed yesterday. And what are your thoughts on that? Feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll take your calls on that subject or anything else we've discussed this morning. And let's go to the phone lines now. It looks like Ken from Sturgeon Bay has a comment. Good morning, Ken. What do you have to say today?
Good morning. Why wouldn't Giuliani be arrested then? He supposedly sexually assaulted her.
Right. This is a civil lawsuit. So she is bringing this lawsuit against him. She didn't call the police when it happened, when she was being assaulted. But so this is a civil lawsuit that she brought. She's seeking $10 million. That's why he wasn't arrested. Does that make sense?
No, not at all. She claimed she was sexually abused. She was pressured into sex, but yet she kept on continue to work for him. Didn't call the authorities. I mean, it's just another gold digger, basically. I mean, what? That doesn't even hold any water. How can you be sexually abused or sexually and not even then continue to work for this guy? I don't get it. I mean, you read through it, you got to be a kind of a moron to even believe her.
Well,
the way the lawsuit is even worded, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Ken, I could see why you might think that. But I think if you talk to people who work with survivors of sexual abuse, they would tell you that this is not surprising at all, especially when a powerful man like this, is your employer. And keep in mind, too, that this is a very young lady who was offered $1 million a year to work for the former mayor, to work for the former Trump attorney. And she accepted the job. And as soon as she gets in, things spiral out of control with his behavior toward her, allegedly, according to this lawsuit. And each day, it sounded like he would do more than he had the day before. And she, like many survivors of sexual abuse, according to this lawsuit, felt trapped in this situation and felt like she couldn't get out. So I think before we go questioning her and, why she didn't call police right away, I think you have to understand that not all people who are sexually abused pick up the phone and dial 911 immediately. Some people live with it for years, just like we saw in the E. Jean Carroll case. And she was just awarded, $10 million, I believe it was, for bringing that lawsuit against our former president. So I don't know if we're doing the right thing by questioning her. I think we need to be questioning the former mayor about his behavior and why this woman would bring this lawsuit. In fact, if you were her, if it wasn't true, would you bring this kind of a lawsuit against someone so powerful? I don't know. Anyway, I think we're going to let that topic go for now. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But of the allegations that I've read so far, none of it surprises me. Let's go to a couple of topics now. They're a little lighter. Maybe get away from the politics a little bit and talk about what you put in your coffee. Do you drink coffee? You put a sweetener in there? Do you use sugar? Or do you use an artificial sweetener? Now, personally, You know, I know that sugar isn't good for us, but if I'm going to put a sweetener in my coffee, I know that sugar has been around for a long time, and humans have digested sugar for a long time. And even though it might not be good for us, I think that our bodies know how to handle it a lot better than these artificial sweeteners that are made from strange chemicals. And evidently, I'm not the only one that believes this, because just yesterday, the World Health Organization put out a warning against using artificial sweeteners. And by the way, we'll take your calls on this too, 844-967-2789. This is from the New York Times by April Rubin, posted today, this morning. It says, the World Health Organization on Monday warned against using artificial sweeteners to control body weight or reduce the risk of non-communicable diseases, saying that long-term use is not effective and could pose health risks. These alternatives to sugar, when consumed long-term, do not serve to reduce body fat in either adults or children, the World Health Organization said in a recommendation, adding that continued consumption could increase the risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and mortality in adults. Quote, the recommendation applies to all people except individuals with pre-existing diabetes and includes all synthetic and naturally occurring or modified non-nutritive sweeteners that are not classified as sugars found in manufactured foods and beverages or sold on their own to be added to foods and beverages by consumers. And, excuse me, I was talking about sweeteners that we put in our coffee, but keep in mind that a lot of these sweeteners are in the diet beverages that people drink. Do you drink Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, some other diet soda? The story goes on and says the World Health Organization recommendation is based on a review of available evidence, the agency said, and is part of a set of guidelines for healthy diets being rolled out. Some examples of the sweeteners include aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, and stevia. I remember hearing back in the day that aspartame would turn into formaldehyde in our bodies, because our bodies are, what, 98.6 or thereabouts, at least 98 degrees. And when the aspartame would get into our bodies, it turned into formaldehyde. Now, it doesn't say that in here, but that's something I remember hearing back in the day. Maybe I should look it up and see if that really is the case. But it says here, the World Health Organization's announcement contradicts previous studies that have said these sweeteners don't offer any health benefits, but also do not cause harm. So now they've changed their mind on this. And goes on here and says, nutrition research is constantly evolving and findings are being updated with stronger data, said Stephanie McBurnett, a registered dietitian and nutrition educator with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. I'll continue with the story after we take a quick break. This will be a short one, everybody, so stick around. You are tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show.
Hey all you vintage vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055. Or log on to Hollyville.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 79. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 40. Sunny skies tomorrow, 60. Mainly sunny skies Thursday, with highs in the low 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hurts, but
in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Burns, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app.
Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is The Shaw.
CBS News Brief. The former CEOs of Signature and Silicon Valley banks are being scolded by senators in Washington. Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown leads the questioning.
We know your banks were fatally mismanaged. The next obvious question is why? Why did you let things get this bad? Why did you ignore admonitions from regulators.
Congressional leaders are headed to the White House for a new round of talks on government debt and avoiding default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans will not agree to raise the debt ceiling without steep spending cuts.
How much more do you want to charge every new child born in America? Is $100,000 enough? How much do you want to indebt the next generation?
Amnesty International reports a five-year high of 883 executions around the world that we know of last year. CBS's Vicki Barker.
The true tally, likely much higher, because Amnesty
didn't have verifiable information
for several countries, including China
on Facebook
and Afghanistan.
And on Twitter.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Man, this house is in need of a few upgrades. Windows, doors, even the basement needs a little TLC. With the Inflation Reduction Act, you can have all these assessed and addressed. It's there for you. Doesn't matter the age or condition. Call Green Homeowners United, the only woman-owned, union-affiliated residential energy efficiency firm in Milwaukee County. They'll take you through the journey of getting an energy-efficient and beautiful home. Claim all your discounts. Call 414-604-6450. That's 414-604-6450.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth.
Oh yeah. Jimi Hendrix doing Bob Dylan on a Tuesday morning. Word is that Jimi Hendrix was a big fan of Bob Dylan and loved playing his songs. And that's a good example right there. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the big show. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on your local civic media radio station. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Earl today. He's taking a few well-deserved days off. And we've been discussing a number of things this morning, kind of all over the place, political stuff, health stuff, things in between. And if you want to join us to discuss any of those topics, feel free. The phone number is 844-967-2789. We have some breaking news to get to in a minute. But before we do, I want to take another call. We've got Rob from Minneapolis on the phone. Rob, how are you doing today, and what do you have to say?
Doing fine, thanks, Stu. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me okay?
All good.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm up in Minneapolis. Just happened to be streaming the Shaw. And it was good to hear one of my old friends, Stu Daniels, on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Rob from Bones of Contention calling.
I recognized your last name on the screen here, brother. It's good to hear from you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, things are good, man. And like I said, I was excited to hear your voice back on the radio. I don't know what you've been doing, but I'll add some content for sure. Like, this guy calls up. He's got all the simple answers to life's complicated problems. This woman will have her day in court, and it's not up to her to decide whether or not, you know, her evidence is enough to get a conviction for Giuliani, but that's the way it works. And this guy calling up, taking pot shots at her, that's just ignorant. And hey, he called her a gold digger. I'm not saying that never happens, but that's what the courts are for. That's what the jury will decide, just like they decide with E. Jean Carroll. And anybody that looks to Giuliani to be some sort of moral compass has really got their instincts upside down to begin with, to believe this guy in anything, like he has any credibility. And I believe E. Jean Carroll got $5 million, not $10 million. But that'll be going up in the future as more of her legal suits get brought to fruition.
Right. Yeah, she could sue him again for the things he said since the trial was over, right?
Gotta love it, you know? Talk about a guy with instincts that are upside down. Trump and Giuliani are two peas in a pod, and that previous caller was too.
Yeah, I think that people who have that opinion, like the previous caller, should look into what happens to victims of sexual assault, you know? From what I understand, you know, their first instinct is not to go to the phone. And they often hold it with them for a long time, just like we heard in the E. Jean Carroll trial. She told her friends not to ever mention it again. You know, she just wanted to bury it. And that's a sad thing, you know, but eventually she got up the courage and decided to bring it forth and let the public know. And now this other woman is doing the same thing with Rudy Giuliani. And we'll let the courts, you know, find out what happened. But it's good that more women are coming forward now.
Right on. Took a lot of courage to do what she did, because of what happens when they get on the stand and you get these attorneys cross-examining and further impugning her character and her judgment and ripping her down. And that's not easy for anyone to go through. And she didn't do it for the money. She didn't ask for any money. The jury decided what her award was, not her. She didn't even put a dollar amount on any damages that she feels she may have realized. They came up with those numbers, not her. So that's a jury of Trump's peers, you know, just chosen by both the defense attorney and the plaintiff attorney. You know, they get to go through a whole jury selection process plus alternates. So they agreed to have these jurors serve in the trial.
Right. And isn't that always the response of someone who's being sued for sexual abuse or sexual assault or rape in a civil case? The first thing the lawyers say is that this person is a gold digger. They're just doing it for the money. You know, so that's what we're hearing right now in this case being brought against Rudy Giuliani. All of his attorneys are saying that same thing, that this woman is just a gold digger trying to make some money. So I'm not surprised.
You're going to put yourself in that position. I'm sure she's getting massive death threats from all these, the MAGA crowd, the MAGA faithful out there.
Yeah.
And she's probably going to be put through hell for the rest of her life because of this.
Yeah, her life will never be the same now that she brought this suit forward. Hey, Rob, I appreciate you calling, man. It's great to hear from you, and I hope I get to talk to you again sometime soon.
Good luck. Good job.
All right, thanks. Hey, let's move on and talk to Stephen in Green Bay and see what he has to say. Stephen, you're on the air. What are you thinking today?
That last caller that called about the Rudy Giuliani case just shows you how ignorant people can be this day and age. To say that a young woman who works for a very powerful, wealthy lawyer is somehow being a gold digger and actually wasn't sexually assaulted is absolutely disgusting. And then to call up to a radio station where it is broadcasted real time on, you know, thousands of people's radios is even more disgusting. I am a man, and I was a survivor of sexual assault when I was a child, actually. And that's something I'm still dealing with to this day. And anyone who is bringing up that they were sexually assaulted in any way, I believe should get the benefit of the doubt until proved otherwise. And if he has a daughter, which I pray to God he doesn't based on what he said, it's just absolutely horrifying to me to think that someone with that kind of thought process would have, you know, a young woman that he would be in charge of protecting.
Yeah, very thoughtful comment, Stephen. And it does seem like Rudy Giuliani these days is heavily affected by alcohol. You know, in this lawsuit that they brought, they say that he is drinking morning, noon, and night. And I think if you've seen Rudy Giuliani or heard him speak in the last few years, oftentimes it does sound like he is inebriated and being affected by alcohol that he recently consumed.
And I'll say this. The company you keep is usually the person you are. And Rudy Giuliani's number one company has been who? Trump himself, who was just found to have done the same thing. So I don't give any thought process or credibility to the fact that there wasn't at least a possibility that this actually happened. And that's all I got to say on this.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call, Stephen. Thank you for calling in. By the way, if you have a comment on this topic or anything else we've discussed today, feel free to call in. The phone number here is 844-967-2789. And I would agree, you know, you got to give anybody who comes forward with these kind of allegations, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. This woman has, you know, what does she have to gain? You know, she's suing for $10 million, okay? So she may get some money. But even if she gets that much money, is it going to be worth what she has to go through? People all trying to defame her and just, you know, putting up with, you know, death threats from people who support Rudy Giuliani and people who support Donald Trump. It seems like there is one party that looks at violence, violent acts, as a way to get what they want. And it seems like it's getting out of control. So I don't know where it's going to end, but violence is never the answer, that's for sure. As I mentioned, we got some breaking news. We'll get to a little bit of this before we take our next break. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck. About 20 minutes ago, it says the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that Marcy's Law was properly enacted into law. Dateline Madison, it says, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to a constitutional amendment known as Marcy's Law, aimed at expanding and strengthening the rights of crime victims. The 6-1 decision released today, by the state's highest court overturned a Dane County judge's 2020 ruling that determined the measure was improperly enacted and should be rescinded. The court said in its decision the referendum was properly worded and therefore legally adopted. Voters adopted what's known as Marcy's Law as an amendment to the state constitution in April of 2020. The amendment was then challenged by Wisconsin Justice Initiative, former state Democratic Senator Fred Risser of Madison, and defense attorneys Craig Johnson, Jacqueline Boynton, and Jerome Booting. In the circuit court, Dane County Judge Frank Remington concluded the question presented to voters was inexact and misleading. He said voters should have been asked two questions instead of one, so they were aware the amendment both increased the rights of victims and diminished the rights of those accused of crimes. He ruled. That ruling was appealed. And then in December of 2021, the District 3 Court of Appeals decided it makes more sense for the issue to go directly to the Supreme Court and certified the case to the High Court. How the issues are resolved, quote, will have a sweeping effect on our criminal justice institutions and those operating within them, end quote, the Court of Appeals wrote, and so a timely final decision would be in everyone's interest. On Tuesday, today, the state Supreme Court said the argument put forward by the plaintiffs sets a bar for constitutional amendment questions that does not exist in state law. Quote, not a single constitutional amendment in Wisconsin history has ever undergone judicial review using this ostensible test, Justice Brian Hagedorn wrote for the majority, and continuing, said, examining the original meaning of the Wisconsin Constitution, we discern no such requirement, and therefore we decline the invitation to fashion a new, exacting constitutional standard. The Constitution itself requires only that the legislature submit the proposed amendment to the people. In 1980, Wisconsin became the first state in the country to adopt a Crime Victims Bill of Rights, and in 1993 adopted a constitutional amendment to afford victims privacy and ensure they are kept abreast of their cases. Marcy's Law is named after Marcy Nicholas, who was murdered by her former boyfriend. In 1983, he confronted her family a week after she died when the family was unaware he'd been released on bail. Her billionaire brother started efforts to expand victims' rights, which became the national Marcy's Law movement. Wisconsin Justice Initiative had previously tried to keep the question off the ballot in April of 2020. In a separate decision Tuesday, today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court cited Marcy's Law in overturning 30 years of precedent that gave a criminal defendant the ability to have a judge review the victim's privately held, otherwise privileged health records. The court, in a 5-2 decision, determined that the 1993 Wisconsin Court of Appeals ruling granting those rights was wrongly decided, unworkable, and its rationale has been undermined by the adoption of Marcy's Law and other laws protecting the rights of victims. I'm going to take a break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. Going to take a break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. Going to take a break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. Highs around 79. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 40 tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs around 60 tomorrow, clear skies. Mainly clear Thursday, with highs in the low 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the times they are a-changing.
Man, that song's been around for 60 years. And just as relevant today as it's ever been, right? I mean, think about when it came out in the early 1960s. It's like Bob Dylan was forecasting what was about to come in the late 60s when things did change quite a bit. And they're still changing today in 2023. Welcome back to the big show. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. Thank you for everybody tuning in today. Thank you for all the calls we've had. We are starting our last segment of the big show today. So I want to get to this story from the AAP, from the Associated Press about Wisconsin's budget forecast. You know, now that Governor Evers has been in office for a few years, Wisconsin has built up quite a surplus in the budget. And this headline here from the AP says Wisconsin's budget forecast dips slightly, but still projected to be near a $7 billion surplus. And it says Wisconsin's budget forecast dipped slightly yesterday, but the latest projection still calls for the state to collect about $6.9 billion more than anticipated by the end of June. The projection from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates that taxes collected over the next 2 years will be down about $755 million, or about 1% less than the previous forecast made 4 months ago. Taking into account other short-term cost savings, the surplus shrank from $7.1 billion to nearly $6.9 billion. The new projection comes as lawmakers, Governor Tony Evers, and others are trying to strike a deal on a new multi-billion dollar aid plan for local governments ahead of a vote Wednesday in the state assembly. That's tomorrow. The new forecast also comes ahead of votes in coming weeks over tax cuts, funding for K-12 schools, and the University of Wisconsin system, and a host of other priorities and programs as lawmakers piece together the next two-year state budget. Republicans who control the legislature have tried to temper excitement over the surplus. The Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee said the latest downward estimate confirms that the legislature is on the right track in creating a, quote, a cautious budget, end quote. And here's a quote from Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne in a joint statement said, "The re-estimates reflect the current economic environment we are in and the reality we face over the next 3 years. In response to this reality, we will continue to craft a responsible budget that is made for Wisconsin," end quote. The story goes on and says, "No matter the spin, the surplus is jaw-dropping and more than the state has ever seen before." Yep, that's what you get with responsible government. That's my comment there. The story goes on and says both Evers and Republicans have proposed tax cuts that would cost billions of dollars, but they have yet to agree on what exactly to cut and by how much. Republicans want to move toward a flat income tax, while Evers has proposed tax cuts targeting the middle class. Now, let's stop there for a second. And I know to some people, the idea of a flat tax seems attractive, right? Everybody has to pay some percentage, say 7% or something. And so everybody knows what they have to pay, right? But if you are someone who doesn't make a lot of money, then 7% of your income is a very substantial amount. But if you're somebody who makes $1 million or $2 million or more in a year, 7% of your income is nothing. It's not going to change your life in any way. That's why we've had a progressive income tax, both here in the state and across the country and in most states across the country. Because if you're going to take 7% from a guy who makes $30,000 a year, he's going to have to figure out, you know, how he's going to change his life to cover that 7% of the $30,000. What's that, $2,100 or so? Over $2,000 to a guy that makes 30 grand a year, or to a person that makes 30 grand a year. That's a lot of money. But if you're making 30, or I should say $3 million a year, you know, 7% of that, it's not going to affect your life. In fact, that would be a big tax cut compared to what you have to pay now. And that's what Republicans are all about, right? Tax cuts for the wealthy. And if the working guy has to pay more money to cover that, well, that's okay. And we'll pick up the story again here where I left off. Republicans want to move toward a flat income tax, while Evers has proposed tax cuts targeting the middle class. That sounds like a much wiser way to use the surplus. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said he wants to cut taxes by significantly more than $3.4 billion, while the Evers administration proposed cutting about $1.5 billion in taxes, which seems like a lot more responsible number. And just a little bit more before we go here, Evers has also called for $2.6 billion more for K-12 education. That sounds like a great investment. Investing in education is almost always a good idea. And that amount, Republicans say, they've dismissed that amount as unrealistically large. You can't be spending $2.5 billion on education. Republicans have already voted to kill more than 500 parts of the $104 billion two-year budget Evers proposed, including measures to start a paid family leave program and expand Medicaid coverage. Now, what's wrong with that? Family leave program, paid family leave? That sounds like a great idea, supporting Wisconsin families. Also expanded Medicaid coverage, health care, another important thing. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Budget negotiations going on right now behind closed doors. But there's going to be about $6.9 billion extra. What do you think? Where should we put that money? And who should get the tax cuts? Well, that about does it for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Man, it's been a fun time. And I'll be back tomorrow. Stu Daniels here filling in for Earl, the Earl Ingram Show. I hope everybody has a great day today. And tune in tomorrow. I'll be back on the Earl Ingram Show.
We'll later be passed. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing. They are a-changing.
Real Chili's been
serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.